You guys, after months of waiting and a year of writing, my new book, Girl Wash Your Face, is finally out in the world. I want to thank you so much, every single one of you who has bought the book on ebook or a physical copy or on audio. Your support means the world to me. And if you are listening to my podcast and you haven't yet bought the book, you're dead to me. No, I'm totally kidding, but I am serious about how important this book is. I keep talking about it because I sincerely believe there are tools in it that can help change your life. So if you have the $16, I want you to go buy it right now because you love your pal Rach. And if you don't, head to the library or borrow it from a friend. But if you care enough to listen here, you're gonna love the wisdom inside of this book. Girl, wash your face. I promise you will not be sorry you did. Welcome to the Deis Podcast. My name is Rachel Hollis, and I've built a multi-million dollar media company with a high school diploma and a Google search bar. Each week, we'll share direct, tangible advice or inspiring interviews with the same intention. These are the tools to change your life. I sit down at the beginning of every single year and I try to think of what the theme is. What's the overarching theme for you, for the tribe, for this group of women that hangs out with me every single day all over the world? If I have a message that I want to say, what's the theme? I sat down at the beginning of 2018 and I knew that we had Girl Wash Your Face coming, and I knew that we had Rise coming, and I knew what both of these things meant and what I wanted them to mean for you as women and sisters and daughters and friends and wives and single ladies and all of it. What is the message? What's the one thing that I wish you knew? You know, on every single episode of Deis, I ask the women that I interview, if there's one thing that you could say to women, what would it be? And my answer for 2018 is this: you were made for more. You were made to be more than you are today. Now, your more might not look like my more. For you, maybe more looks like finally signing up for the 10K. For someone else, more might look like really making strides to change the way she eats to be healthier. For someone else, more might look like going back to school. For someone else, more might look like getting out of this relationship with this person who is unkind and hurtful and cruel, and not going back onto this merry-go-round again and again and again because you don't know any better. For someone listening, more might look like being more kind with herself. Maybe more is more time in rest. Maybe more is more slow moments. More counting to 10 before I scream at these kids. More getting in control of my emotions. More therapy. More kale. More water. More believing that you are capable of greatness. More not worrying what someone else thinks about you. Made for more is the definition of you. I believe that our potential, the potential that resides in each and every single one of us, is our gift from our Creator. And what we do with that potential is the gift we give back to the world and to God who made us. The worst thing I can imagine is that you would just let your potential die inside of you. You have a desire for something more. You have a hope for something more. You have a spark, a little dream in your heart. Maybe you don't even talk about it. Maybe you talk about it to everybody. Or maybe nobody knows because you're afraid of what they'll think. But if you have that desire inside of you, I think it's there for a reason. I think that each of us are capable of so much more than we are today. And if we just take a single step, just one step every day in the direction of our more, we would literally astound ourselves. If every single woman listening to this podcast just decided to live into who she was made to be, if she stopped trying to exceed her mother-in-law's expectations, if she stopped trying to be pretty for him or make sure she was skinnier than her, if we just lived into who we are, who we were made to be, if we just reached for our version of more, not hers or hers or mine, if we just reached for more in our own lives, whatever that looks like, we would change our life. And if you change your life, you change your family's life. And if you change your family's life, you change your community. And if we change our community's sisters, if we encourage other women to reach for more, if we used our flame, if we held up our light and we lit other women's hope, if we sparked courage in them, if we encouraged them to live into their more, if we just put this into our vernacular, if we adopted this in our language, we would literally change the world. You were made for more. And she was made for more. And when we accept that as truth, everything changes. Have you been dying for a chance to get away? Are you wanting the opportunity to get your cup filled back up? Do you want to hang out with a bunch of the coolest women you've ever met and drink some wine and have your butt lovingly kicked by some of the greatest female speakers on the planet? Then you need to come and hang out with us at Rise Weekend LA. April 6th and 7th, it is the most fun, most encouraging, most motivational thing you can do with your life this year. Head over to letsrise.co for more info. And sister, I sincerely hope that I will see you there. We will be back with another episode next week. In the meantime, if you have a moment and you can write a review or subscribe to the podcast, that is life to those of us who work so hard to produce every single episode. For more information, you can check out deuspodcast.com or stalk me on every form of social media. I am Miss Rachel Hollis on every single platform. Thanks to our producer, Allison Cohen, our sound engineer, Jack Noble, and our sound editor, Andrew Weller. Most importantly, I hope you heard something today that inspires you. I'll see you next week.